Hey, Matt Benjamin at Ski Tracks.
Benjamin, how are you doing?
I'm very good. How are you?
Good, thanks.
So, really exciting day there in Val di Fiemme with Jesse scoring the 10th, eh?
Yeah, it was a good day today.
So, talk about Jesse, because I know when I spoke to her recently, she sort of made a kind of a funny comment about classic skiing and that it wasn't her favorite, but today it looks like it's really high on her list.
Yeah, you know, it's... it was definitely pretty good conditions for her, and that you get a good, nice, hard-kicking cluster ski. So I think there is some validity in what she says, but she was locking into really good skis, great kick today, and putting together nice technique, really working over the top of the hills, and looked like a totally different skier than she did in Lenzerheide just 3 days ago.
Right, and conditions were already tricky out there today, weren't they?
Yeah, conditions were very tricky. It was, you know, you saw guys on the podium with both Clister and no wax, and it was, I don't know if it was about 50-50 for the guys' race, but Jesse was on Clister and Liz was on no wax, and I think both had great skis out there today. So, interesting day for sure.
Our
staff did a really nice job. And
excellent.
Jesse's result is really impressive. And then, you know, for Liz, the 5K Classic is always a little bit of, she's always seen it a little bit as being damage control, but she had just come out of Lenzerheide with a really nice classic result, and I think she was excited to see what she could do today. So we're pretty happy with 21st. And should put her in the mix to do some real damage tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow's a big day for her because she was second overall last year, and is she looking forward to Cirmus again?
Absolutely, she's really excited. You know, every stage of the tour is quite a rush. You know, it's a good ride for these guys, but it's certainly a fantastic finish for the tour, being a hill climb for this day.
We just wondered what's going on with Holly, because we noticed her in the not on the start list, and in the live timing it said bib 100. Is she DNS?
Yeah, no, she was. We were intending not to start her today, and that was the case. I don't know how they've listed things, but you know, pretty common to drop out of the tour when you feel like the body is no longer responding well to the races. So
sure,
she just started her recovery block.
Okay, that's great. We just didn't know what happened, and that's what we wanted to hear. Get the clarification.
Jesse has put together some really nice hill climbs in the past, so we've got the three finishers going into tomorrow. We've got three very good hill climbers.
We're looking forward to seeing it. So far, it's been great, and we hope for the best tomorrow.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Benjamin and C-Track.
Thank you very much, Matt. We'll talk soon.